Do you think that we will every fall have to prepare ourselves for a booster shot with COVID just like we get a flu shot?
I think so. The new variants are coming, and Omicron was the first one that was able to evade in a skillful way the immune protection that we were giving. But also we know that the duration of the protection doesn't last very long. So what we are trying to do, and we are working very diligently right now, it is to make not only a vaccine that will protect against all variants, including Omicron, but also something that can protect for at least a year.
So you've seen some of that data on a fourth dose, a second booster shot. Mm-hmm. You think it will be necessary?
It is necessary, a fourth boost right now. The protection that you are getting from the third, it is good enough, actually quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. It's not that good against infections, but doesn't last very long. Mm-hmm. But we are just submitting those data to the FDA, and then we will see what the experts also will say outside Pfizer.
You think we're talking about a COVID vaccine right now? No. We're still talking about Anthony Fauci's fantasy of an AIDS vaccine. Don't make a mistake by being fooled. Next slide. Here's the problem. 1984, he had an epic fail. He tried to make an AIDS vaccine, didn't work. 2005, he tried to do H5N1, epic fail. People died, didn't work, people didn't roll up their sleeves, epic fail. And then a bummer of an opportunity came along. In 2018, we actually did have an influenza pandemic. We had a lot of people that died. And guess what we didn't do? We didn't shut down countries, we didn't shut down borders, we didn't shut down schools or churches or anything else. We just let people die. And it was seen inside of NIAID as a lost opportunity. Dead people was a lost opportunity. So what he did was he figured out something, and he gave the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, a grant to create a pathogen so that we could actually get, and I'm quoting, the public to accept the need for a pan-coronavirus vaccine. We need the media to create the hype to get to the real issues. We need to use that hype to our advantage. Investors will follow if they see profit at the end of the process. That's a quote. National Academy of Sciences, Peter Daszak, 2015, published in the February 2016 Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. This was not a public health problem. This was a biowarfare act of domestic terrorism meted out on the citizens of the United States and the people of the world. And it was not a lab leak from China. It was not a lab leak from anywhere. It was an intentional weaponization of the spike protein, and it is murder, and we will call it what it is. It was murder then, and it's premeditated murder, and we have to be clear on the fact. In fact, never use the word vaccine again.
The autopsy study started to come in this fall, Patrick, of people who had taken the vaccine and then underwent autopsies. And we could see the fingerprint of the vaccines everywhere in the body, in the brain, the heart, the bone marrow. In a paper by Holtgen and colleagues, published just a few months ago in the preprint service system, the messenger RNA itself stays in the human body for months. It was found in lymph tissues and subcuticular tissues. I published papers with Tony Karagoglis from Athens, Greece, showing that the nucleoside analog caps ought to make that messenger RNA resistant. And now Bruce Patterson from Incell DX, and I've had him on the McCullough Report, and he's published in the preprint server, that the spike protein in the human body, we estimate after vaccination, stays in the human body, Patrick, probably for over a year. So shot one, over a year. Shot two, over a year. Boosters every 6 months. The body is being loaded with a foreign pathogenic protein, and it's in all the vital organs.
Spike protein is one of the most contrived toxins or poisons that man has ever made. And the aim of this toxin is to kill billions without anyone noticing it. So it's a poison with an agenda. Now, we've got an engineered virus and we've got a mandated vaccine that follow on each other. So basically what looks like has transpired here, they've engineered a virus and put on this weapons grade package onto it called spike protein. Yes. So now we've got this most elaborately engineered toxin. Now, it's been put into a virus, or let's call it a vector, and we've exposed the planet to a small dose of it. Now, initially, spike protein triggers an allergic reaction. And the allergic reaction, if untreated, causes death. It's what we've seen with COVID illness. But that is not the end game. That is to test the water. So you're going to get a small percentage of people react. We'll see all the deaths. The eighth day is when this reaction occurs. So best we isolate the planet for 14 days so nobody notices when this occurs. People get to hospital too late. We mandate protocols in hospitals to engineer death and damage, to steer all the fear and the rest that we need. We create all the confusion. We make sure we steer humanity towards mass formation. We take away all the faith that we have, all the hope. We keep people isolated. So we've been conned into thinking giving away our freedoms would be the best thing for us. So the safest place for us was in jail. And that's where we all are at this point in time. But the game that they played with this engineered virus was to justify the vaccination of the planet. Now, the vaccination of the planet will expose us to spike protein for a longer period.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation great reset combine trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever. We are fighting the New World Order at point blank range. I am absolutely going up against the worst people at every level. And it's only been your prayers and your support that's kept us on air. And so I'm telling you now, we have reached the thick of the battle. We have reached the heart of the war. We are entering the most important phase of the war against tyranny and fighting back against their unrestricted, undeclared war against us. People come after me, I fight 50 times harder. So now the globalists declared war on me and my family. Well, we are going to turn up the heat, open up the cans of anti-New World Order resistance, ladies and gentlemen. So, I need money to prosecute war of information and truth, and I need money at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the best durable food. I got the best supplements. We got amazing t-shirts, because there are better t-shirt designers than me out there, but ours are pretty good. We've got incredible everything, films, books, everything. It's an arsenal of freedom. It's an arsenal of resistance. InfoWarsStore.com. And then we will continue to give you the truth. We will continue to stand against the New World Order. We will continue to not back down, because I will never give up. I will never back down. But I could collapse. I could give out. And it's you that's going to hold us up in this fight. And I need money to prosecute this war against Soros and the New World Order, our defensive war for our children. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now. We need major funding in our counteroffensive against the New World Order. InfoWarsStore.com.